Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, another beautiful day. I hope it is where you are. Of course, if you're in the deep south, in areas like Oklahoma and Texas, you can expect Arizona. You can expect temperatures up. Would you believe it? 120 degrees in Phoenix today. Wow. All right. Well, we'll try to stay hot for the hour here. Joining us later on will be legendary newsman Bill Curtis. 50 years on television as a trusted resource and co-host for CBS This Morning for a number of years with Diane Sawyer. Bill Curtis will be joining us now, and I'm happy to say he's still active. But let's turn to our first guest and an issue of importance. I guess you can say it's the psychology of feeling wealthy. The name of the book is The Feel Rich Project, Reinventing Your Understanding of True Wealth to Find True Happiness. It's published by Korea Press, and it's written by Michael F. K. He's a financial life planner and CFP. You've seen his work in Forbes, Psychology Today, Fox Business, Wall Street Journal, etc. He's here to join us. And Michael, good morning. A real pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Stu. The pleasure is mine.
I'm going to throw you a curveball here to open up. I'm just going to say something and you can respond. I'd rather be rich and happy than poor and happy.
Well, I guess it's all how you define happy. I think when you find yourself chasing a life that someone else imagined for you, or that the media tells you is your standard of success, we sometimes convince ourselves that this is a dream that we have to follow. And the idea is we each get to define that for ourselves. What is it what does being rich mean to us? Does it mean what we have to vacation on private islands and own private jets and things like that in order to feel rich? Or does it mean that we have to, try and keep up with our neighbors and our colleagues to appear that we're successful? Meanwhile, fighting with the bill collectors and our own internal compass that's telling us, this is just not working for us.
Yeah, no, and all these points are salient points, but I think in order to achieve a state of as much as we can define consistent happiness and bliss and satisfaction is to know that there's enough money there, which is why your service is so important, to make sure that we can pay our bills, we're covered with insurance, we can put our kids through school, et cetera. So isn't it really a balance? And I'm with you on that. Well, I'm with you certainly on the fact that I'm not interested in luxurious boats and second and third homes, but there has to be a level where we achieve financial security so that we can live day to day without fear.
Absolutely. I think at the end of the day, what is it that everyone wants is to be able to put their head on the pillow at night and feel a sense that they're on the right path, that they're not going to outlive their resources, that if they value educating their children or helping a parent or an aging parent or supporting a charity that's really important to them, that they can do these things with ease and comfort. But it does all start with what it is that you care most about, what I call your musts. What must happen for one to feel satisfied and heading in the right direction? And it's a process. It's not something that typically happens overnight. We find ourselves living a particular lifestyle because we kind of fall into it. We make more money, so therefore we have to spend more money. We have to increase our lifestyle. And it can become this overwhelming, the dog chasing its tail of trying to find something. How do we define it? So the idea is, yes, I agree with you 1,000%. We must have balance in our lives. We must feel that we can do the things that we care most about. I want to make sure I don't outlive my resources. I don't want to become dependent on my children. So these are things that are vitally important. And in order to do those things, we have to have good habits and good behaviors and good and proper beliefs about what we do and how we do it, and then apply that to the array of am I managing my taxes properly? Is my estate set up correctly? Is my cash flow in alignment? Am I overspending my discretionary spending? Do I have credit card debt that I'm carrying? Am I adding to my retirement plan? What are these things that I'm doing that are my insurances and risk management programs appropriate to my needs?
Well, one of the things that is attractive about what you do, at least to me, is the fact that you're a financial life planner and certified financial planner. And yet everyone has to be analyzed differently in terms of what their expectations in life are. So don't you find yourself kind of wearing a dual hat all the time as a financial planner and that as a psychotherapist in a sense of diagnosing where these people are and analyzing it because one size doesn't fit all in terms of how to run your life?
Well, I'm really careful about that, the idea of psychotherapist, because I think what the psychotherapist does is prescribe and not only diagnose but also treat. The work in as a financial life planner is really about listening and helping people articulate their beliefs and then allow them to examine it. And we have a great degree of awareness of where people are coming from when we start talking about their money history. What are those things that have imprinted upon their beliefs that are now their normal? So in a sense of what you said, and again, I get a little sensitive with this whole idea of psychotherapists because we're not therapists.
No, I didn't mean in a formal sense, but you have to understand what where people are going and what they want, whether they want to be conservative or whether they want to live life a little bit recklessly, and if indeed they take either path, you have to be able to be perceptive enough in order to see that, because you can't force someone into a box that they don't fit in.
Absolutely, absolutely. The whole idea is really listening to people's stories, and so much of what we do really centers around those stories. So, for example, with people who are older. It's very frequent to hear that either they grew up in the Depression or they grew up with parents of the Depression, and their money messages and their imprints are that about either one of two camps, very defined. They either won't spend a nickel or they can't save a nickel. So the whole idea of their imprint, what they heard growing up, becomes what's normal to them, and therefore that's how they live. So our job is to hear it, understand it, ask them whether it's kind of ask them these questions that turn around their statements for them to analyze. So, for example, if someone grows up with this belief of, I need to keep up with, I need to show the world that I'm rich or that I'm successful, and meanwhile they're struggling with credit card debt and things like that. So the question is, how's that working for you? How is that supporting what you really care about? Do you care more about showing that you are a success versus being able to put your head on the pillow at night and not worry that, you know, you've maxed out your credit cards and that you're getting phone calls and collection notices. So it's really about understanding what they learned growing up about money. And unfortunately, most people learn very little about money. Some people are very fortunate, and they'll hear from their parents, oh, it, you know, save for a rainy day, don't buy something you can't afford. And these are all supportive, wonderful messages that they take with them into adulthood and to those habits that they create.
Right, you're not here to solicit business, but certainly you can make recommendations on how people should choose someone to handle the finances in their life, or at least advise them. I always want to be in control and make the final decision. It's a jungle out there, Michael.
Yes, it is. I think it's very important for consumers to be extraordinarily wary of who they entrust with helping them work through the minefield of the financial world, because I think the Wall Street empire does its very best to make things as confusing as possible. And to be honest with you, it can be confusing, but it isn't magic.
All right, we're going to can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
All right, we're going to come up on a break here, and then we'll give you some good Michael will give you some good solid advice. I don't have any advice. The only advice I give you is to listen to what he says. Michael F.K., The Feel Rich Project, Reinventing Your Understanding of True Wealth to Find True Happiness. It's available now in Korea Press, and this book can do nothing but help you. We'll be back.
Want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. Wrote Chicken Soup for this whole book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
After school, after school. Yesterday I waited for you at the...
All right, we're back. And that was the illustrious Randy Starr with his one single big hit, After School. And we're back right now with Michael F.K. He is a life planner, financial life planner. The name of the book is The Feel Rich Project, Reinventing Your Understanding of True Wealth to Find True Happiness. It's published by Korea Press. And what I love about this book is you don't get lost in it. And then you've got some way to get directly involved other than reading it. You've got worksheets and questions, et cetera. Talk about that and what they consist of, Michael.
Sure. Well, What I tried to do with this book was to offer the reader the opportunity to it's not a do-it-yourself financial plan, but what it does do is lead the reader through exercises to ask questions about, to make sure that they understand their attitudes and beliefs around money, and then I put in some worksheets that deal with the facts of their money. Where are they today? What's coming in the door? What's going out the door? What does their net worth look like? Are they swimming in debt? Are they, you know, sitting with cash? What's their situation today? So I want them to become very aware of that there's this two sides of one's money life. There's the quantitative, the numbers, the nuts and bolts, what's coming in, what's going out. And then there's the qualitative, is how we feel about money and how those feelings create our behaviors. So I offer a bunch of different worksheets in the book that allow people to work through their own, at their own pace. No one's judging them. No one's reading it. No one's looking over their shoulders to be able to work through their decisions about what would make their life better, what would bring them closer to their values. So I really want them to kind of dig deeply, and I tell them in the book, turn your cell phones off, find a place where you can, you know, turn the TV off, have some place where it's quiet, where you can focus, and that you can bring the truth, put the truth on the page. What I've also done is offered a promotion for people who get the book in the first several weeks. If they send me the copy of the receipt, we'll send them access to the fillable worksheets where they can download them right off the website and work, you know, either work on the computer or a tablet or have a little bit more room to work. And so I really want people to get involved with this. This is about their life and their values and their wealth. This is what what the true wealth is living a life that's aligned with what you care about. What's better than that?
We look at this society, and I'm sure you're old enough to see the radical transformation we've had, making this non-political as opposed to apolitical. We've got dealing with just a horrific epidemic of drugs, obesity, and then there's another epidemic out there, and that is poor financial status, bad decisions based upon gambling or other bad spending habits. How do you advise people to turn this around? This is not easy because this is like going to AA, I would think. I've never had the problem, but it's just another addiction.
Yeah, it is an addiction, and it's one that's fostered by habits that become ingrained in them. This whole idea that I must be able to do these things to keep up with. It's about self-image. And don't forget, you can't turn on the television, watch a movie, open up the computer without being just bombarded with these images and stories of people who live a lifestyle that is, really given to the very, very few. But it's in our faces constantly, and this pressure of, I am less than. And it's time to really say, you know what, that's nonsense. I'm not less than Bill Gates. I am in terms of my net worth, but my happiness and my joy, I'm sure he gets as much happiness and joy in his life for the things that he does and his values. It's the same thing with our own, but we have to have scale. We have to have relativity. Does my behavior support what I care most about, or is it causing me to be in this state of money misery? And that's this constant kind of push and pull in our lives about, I need something to make me feel better that I'm okay, and yet that creates more bills, and it becomes this kind of circular life of misery. And it's time to stop. It's like enough. What we see on television, what we hear, people who I've seen this in my career. I started my career as an accountant, a CPA, and I remember someone asked me to come do their taxes and came to this big, beautiful house and walked in saying, oh, I found a client that's pretty well off. And I walked in and there's nothing in the house. There's no furniture. And they were drowning in debt. And they were, you could see that they were living on folding tables. They bought a house way more expensive than they could afford. But yet, they wouldn't change. And this is what they had decided was important. So they had to have this image of being successful. And you know what? If it causes you that many sleepless nights, why are you doing it?
Yeah, it's hard to understand, but many of us fall into traps, and it takes a lot of discipline in your life to make things work. I mean, this is really a general question, and it's not just geared for people who have this addiction, people with bad spending habits. But generally, how do you approach your clients when they come in to begin the process to do whatever it is that you do in terms of financial planning? How do you approach it?
We start off with some simple financial life planning questionnaires and questions that deal with understand. We want the client to understand, what we want to understand where they're satisfied in their life and where they're not so satisfied in their life. So we want to understand, is their cash flow sufficient for their life? Are they struggling in debt? Are they happy with their level of protection? All these different very general questions. And then the next thing that we want to understand is their money history, their money biography. What did they learn from their parents about money? What are the best lessons they learned? What was their experience the first time they ever bought something with money that they had earned, and how did they feel about it? So there's a whole program of worksheets that we go through with our clients that help us, and more importantly, help them define out what are the issues, what are the things that create the most amount of stress and anxiety, and what it takes to where the changes need to be made. And it's a really interesting exploration. We, in our conference room, we have a box of Kleenex and a bowl of chocolate, and they're both used liberally, and it's okay. it's okay. I mean, money is emotional.
You got it. And the book is an asset to everyone. The Feel Rich Project, reinventing your understanding of true wealth to find true happiness. Michael F. K. Michael, it's indeed a pleasure making your acquaintance and hearing about your book.
Thanks so much, Stu.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, we're back. And just before we go to our next guest, I'd like to say, you know, what are you thinking about doing for Father's Day? Well, here you go. Lexington, Massachusetts, a revolutionary walk with history, but that's only part of it. You can go to Il Casale, I-L-C-A-S-A-L-E, pronounced Casale, CasaleLexington.com. It's IlCasaleLexington.com. There are also restaurants that you can access that are owned by the same people. I've eaten at all of them. They're unbelievable. In Belmont, Mass., in Cambridge, Dante's, and for Father's Day, they'll be open for normal hours, 1 to 8:30 p.m. They'll have live jazz from 2 to 5, and a classic menu. And I've got the menu in front of me, but just go to the website. It's a four-course Father's Day beer tasting menu, so you can go out and get loaded on Father's Day and have some great food as well. All right. Let me introduce our next guest. His name is Kevin Manny. I've got that pronounced correctly, right?
Mm-hmm, Jeff.
All right. He, along with Al Ramadan, Dave Peterson, and Christopher Lockhead, are the founders of Play Bigger. They're all former entrepreneurs, senior executives, who coach clients as they design categories that matter. And it's really an interesting book and an interesting take, because I haven't thought about business in the same sense, but that's why we have people like Kevin on. The name of the book is Play Bigger: How Pirates, Dreamers, and Innovators Create and Dominate Markets, and it is published by Harper Business in hardcover. And Kevin is a veteran technology journalist and the critically acclaimed author of The Two-Second Advantage, Trade-Off, The Maverick, and His Machine. Well, welcome. It was a long introduction, but finally it's good to have you on. And now that the session is over, I'm just kidding. Great to have you, Kevin. I said at the beginning here that this is kind of a different take, one that I haven't quite either visualized or certainly expressed in language about how you look at business and how you look at successful businesses. Can you define that rather succinctly and compare it to the way our previous model of thinking? It's still our current model of thinking for a lot of companies.
Sure, yeah. And actually, I think what we've done here is if you go to some of the great books in history that have described how companies succeed, you go back to things like Crossing the Chasm and Jim Collins' Good to Great and Clay Christensen, Innovator's Dilemma, all those things that those guys wrote about still apply. But this takes another step on top of all of that. And in short, this book is about category kings and how to become one. And we did a lot of research, both in data and journalistic sort of interviews and all that kind of stuff, and ended up showing that the most successful companies, the companies that really changed the way that we work and live these days, create and then dominate entirely new categories of business. And in other words, these companies create something that just didn't exist before. And if you think of something like today, like an Airbnb, before Airbnb, there just nothing like that even existed. It created an entirely new category of business, a new way of doing things. So the book describes why this category creation has become the best business strategy in this sort of like hyper networked economy that we have today. And then it goes into a deep dive into how to become one of these category kings. And the great ones do it by applying something that we tease out that we call category design. So it's actually kind of a discipline of how to actually do this that we describe in the book.
Well, can name some of the companies. You know, there's Airbnb. I know Uber fits into every one of these examples, a classic business example of how this applies.
Sure does.
And name some companies that are currently falling. And we could talk, you know, back past 10 years with Fortune 500 companies that have failed for various reasons. But some pungent information on today, some companies using this effectively and others that are really missing the boat. And I know Microsoft has to be included in this.
Well, yeah. So Microsoft. Well, let's use Microsoft as an example of both good and bad. At one point in time, when Microsoft created the PC operating system, and again, so this actually is like an interesting example in the book. So, you know, as a lot of people know, Xerox and its Park Labs and all of this, you know, invented a lot of the things that we ended up using as a way to get around a personal computer. Xerox, though, it invented something, but then it never created the category. It never created this new way of doing things and injected it into our lives and into our businesses. And so it took another company later, Microsoft, to essentially create this category of PC operating system that, you know, and ended up using that as a leverage to sort of dominate the world for quite a long time. And Bill Gates, who ran Microsoft in those days, was a brilliant category strategist. I mean, that's exactly what he did. When Gates left Microsoft and Steve Ballmer took over, what you ended up seeing was Microsoft try again and again to enter someone else's category that was already established. You think of something like Zune, which was supposed to come in and fight against the iPod, or you think of Bing today, which is supposed to come in and fight against Google. They're just other versions of something that already existed. And if you are not creating the category, you're by definition just trying to eke out a little bit of market share, and it's not a really great business decision. The companies like a Google that actually create this new category of a new kind of search engine are the ones that are just going to dominate over time. And this happens again and again. We see the difference through this lens that we've kind of created. We see the difference between the category creators and the companies that don't do that and struggle.
Interesting perspective. A couple of things stood out and opened my eyes a little wider here. I mean, there were lots of things, but you're not necessarily an advocate of disruption and disruptive technology or innovation, because that's not the whole picture, and you just can't succeed having that. Elaborate.
Yeah, no, exactly, and those are small pieces of the picture. So to take each of those separately, I mean, innovation is great. I mean, innovation drives businesses, and you have to, you know, create something new. But innovation without category design is just something that you end up getting a prize for at a TechCrunch conference or something. It doesn't necessarily turn into a great product or long-term company. You have to literally change the way society thinks about how they do things to accept and adopt your innovation before that thing is going to be really a huge success. And you brought up disruption also. And we hear too many companies start out with the idea of, we're going to go and disrupt this particular industry. Well, disruption is something that happens as a result of creating something new. It's really not a great target to go after in the first place. First, create something new that's really going to change your lives. And if that, then, you know, and Uber is a great example. I mean, Uber created this entirely new thing. And we accepted it and adopted it because it was a great new thing. And Uber did a great job of helping us understand how it would change the way we do things. The byproduct of that was that Uber disrupted the taxi industry. But going into that,
yeah, would you like to own a medallion in New York? Sorry.
Go ahead. Exactly. It has completely devastated the medallion owners in Europe because suddenly they're not worth as much. And it definitely did disrupt that industry. But disrupting the industry wasn't the goal. The goal was to create something new that we all wanted to to adopt, and that was why it was successful.
I just want to pick up on something you said, not to necessarily destroy or disrupt the industry, but Airbnb is a great example. And they didn't destroy the competition. The hotel business is booming. This is just a new dimension. As you say, it's a new category. Having said that, and part of what you talk about is utilizing this categorization, the category design. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think you said something to the matter of, you can beat your competitors or smash them or drive them out of business. Isn't that kind of contradictory to the example I just gave about Airbnb?
The example of Airbnb, as you were saying, I think, is that Airbnb created an entirely new category and did not really disrupt anything. I mean, the hotel industry is fine. If anything, it disrupted, Craigslist, listings of apartments by scam artists and stuff, right? In some instances, these new categories, Salesforce.com came along and created an entirely new category.
All right, let's pick that up. Can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's pick this up after a break. This is Stu Taylor back with Kevin Manny. Play bigger. Help dreamers and innovators create and dominate markets.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me to Stu Taylor.
All right, back. Fascinating guest, and I actually don't want to give him all the credit. It's Al Ramadan, Dave Peterson, Christopher Lockhead as well. All part of Play Bigger. They're the founders of Play Bigger. And I think to see, is the website playbigger.com?
It is, yes.
All right. Boy, that's not too creative. so people can find more information on it. The name of the book is Play Bigger, How Pirates, Dreamers, and Innovators Create and Dominate Markets. It's published by Harper Business. And, you know, you're focusing on category design. Is category design for everyone?
Well, not necessarily. As we actually say in the book, if you're one of these people who really just wants to, invent some new little piece of technology and sell your company to Google for, $100 million a few years later and get out and go, hang out in your boat, you probably don't really care about this book. If you want to build a company that, if you really, hell bent on building a company that's going to change the way we do things and be around for a long time and be an enduring great company, then yeah, if you have to be doing this or you're not going to get there. And the great companies that we studied all did this at some point in time.
Is there a right time for somebody who's in that category king mold to have an IPO? And I know you talk about it, and then you also talk about its relationship with brain science.
Yeah. So we did a lot of data analysis for this book, and there were two separate tracks of things that we were studying, and one was just data about companies and their value and when they went public also. So we discovered this interesting aspect that that companies that went public between the ages of 6 and 10 years after their founding created almost all the value of companies that go public. So companies that go public before 6 years or after 10 years tend to stall or lose value over time. Companies that go to public between 6 and 10 years old create most of the value. So that, we're wondering why that is, and at the same time as we're doing the research for the book, we're starting to realize that what category design is really about. It's about changing people's minds on a mass scale. In fact, we even say that the CEO's job, if you're trying to be a category king, the CEO's number one job is to change people's mind. And so, and if you think, we talked earlier about a company like Airbnb, it had to change our minds about how we were going to travel and where we were going to stay and how we would find those things. And he had to do that over time and over a mass market. And as we started to look at different, you know, aspects of what we were studying, we realized that what the magic is about that time frame of 6 to 10 years is that it seems to take about 6 to 10 years to really change people's minds on a mass scale and really get them to adopt a completely new behavior. So if you go public before that, you probably haven't really developed a category, and there's a lot of questions about whether that's going to continue. And here's a great example. Groupon was a company that went public after it had been around for just 3 years. It didn't really develop a category. It didn't really have a solid place to
land. No,
and the young owner of that,
his arrogance, turned on an incredible offer to sell out. A fool.
And they should have been one of those companies that just thought, we just invented a cool little technology, we're going to sell to Google and go, you know, party for the rest of our lives. Instead, they went public, and they just completely blew it. Companies that go public after their 10 years old probably just sort of like, you know, kind of in a stalled space and not really a category king because they've never managed to get the kind of takeoff point that said, you know, now the time to go. So
can they make the transformation, these older companies?
What's that?
Can they make it the transformation to category design?
Yeah, so that's a great question. In fact, one of the things we wanted to address is that, you know, it, in a way, it seems like the book is all about technology startups, and that's probably the primary place where we started. But as the more we looked at this, the more we realized that it applies to almost anything, and it can apply to big old corporations. And one of the stories we tell in the book is about Corning, the glass company. And Corning's been around for 165 years, and one of the reasons it's been around so long and done so well is that it actually continually creates entirely new categories of glass. One of the most recent ones is if you have your cell phone in front of you, it's got this glass front on it that's probably made by Corning. It invented this stuff called Gorilla Glass, specifically for smartphones, and it's on the surface of almost every smartphone on the planet. And the company has an institutional kind of culture of category design that we discovered once we really dug into and looked at the way Corning does things, and it has been able to create new categories over and over again over the years. Now, if you look at other companies that have been around a long time and just seem sort of like, you know, they don't really, you know, some company like Unisys or, you know, even something like SAP these days, its category is past. It's just sort of is milking the market for whatever it can these days. It's not really creating anything brand new. And that's what ends up happening to a lot of these big old corporations. But the really great ones figure out how to institutionalize, you know, renewal by category design.
Is it an attractive proposition in terms of how category kings have changed the way venture capitalists invest in new companies?
Well, it definitely has. In fact, one of the early clues, as we were just starting to tease out this book, was I'm talking to venture capitalists, and one of the things we kept hearing was that a decade ago or more, there was a sense that there was sort of a me too aspect of venture capital. If a new category appeared, something popped up like social networks or something like that that people hadn't really thought about before, venture capitalists basically all said, there's room for the, there was this phrase, right? There's room in that market for a lot of winners, was what people said. And so the VCs would say, oh, I just want one of those. It didn't really matter which one. Figured like this category was going to be big. You know, we'll invest in some company in that category.
I think we're going to have to hold it there. I wish we could go on. This is fascinating, but we'll have you back. Kevin Manny, the book is Play Bigger, How Pirates, Dreamers, and Innovators Create and Dominate Markets. It's been great having you on. Love what you're doing.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. This is Stu Taylor thanking everyone for listening. Hey, coming on. on tomorrow. Oh, goodness, I forgot to say that. Gianni Russo, who...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.